Well, let's continue with Samson, because in the first four verses of chapter 14, we see a problem. The evidence of spiritual decline can be found the way he decided to get along with his loved ones, especially his parents. He disobeyed them. What did he decide? Well, first of all, he decided to go away from the Lord. Note what it says in verse 1. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman of Timnah, of the daughters of the Philistines. Did you know, that's a little statement, but it's a profound statement. He chose to go down away from the Lord, away from the Lord's way. He was a Nazarite. He was to be not only separated from death and from alcohol and from anything to do with disobedience, he was to be pure as the Lord's servant. And that meant marry only within the covenant people. Well, Samson went down, it's true, both spiritually and geographically. Instead of staying within the borders of Israel, he went into enemy territory and fell in love, or rather in lust, with a heathen woman. Secondly, it says that he began to ignore God's rules. He knew the laws of separation God had given to the Jews, but he ignored them. He chose to ignore them. He chose to not only go to Timnah and look for one, but he picked one. He didn't just think through, hey, maybe there's some, you know, pretty gals down the road here and this. No. He spied one and wanted one and chose one. He ignored God's rules. He went away from the Lord. He looked in the wrong spot for what he wanted, and then he chose to ignore God's rules. But look at this. Samson said to his father, right at the end of verse 3 of chapter 14, "Get her for me, for she pleases me well." Literally, she is in my eyes. Did you know that's what the Hebrew words are? For she is in my eyes. He says, man, I can't get her off my mind. I can see her all the time. She's just filling my mind. You know what that is? Total outward focus. He saw her body. He never saw her spirit. He never looked at her soul. He never thought of her character. He looked at her body. And he was living for the moment. He was living for the lust of his flesh. And he decided he would be his own authority. That started when he chose to disobey his parents. When they said, don't do that, Samson. You shouldn't go that way. You shouldn't do that. Now, God overruled. Because God, knowing his propensity, knowing his lust, was going to use this as a vehicle of his judgment on the Philistines. But Samson was still responsible. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. What he sowed, he's going to reap. Well, starting in verse 5, he compromises his life down through verse 20. In those days, parents were supposed to arrange for a marriage, and there was a several-month period between the engagement and the wedding. And when Samson was in this time period, it says in verse 5, he went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyard. And to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. Now, what's interesting about this is that he was getting a series of warnings from the Lord. This lion remember, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a what? A roaring lion. I mean, what a picture. I mean, the devil wanted to use him for his purposes. Samson was going that direction, following his lust. And the Lord sends him an ominous warning. This roaring lion just attacks him and comes out. Now, look what happens. It says, and verse 6, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hands. But he didn't tell his father and mother what he had done. I mean, can you imagine a full-grown, whatever size, big lion this was, leaping on him, and he grabs him, tears him in half, throws him in the ground, walks away. I mean, you talk about an amazing superhuman strength. But he didn't get the message. Even though he compromises his life, even though he goes through this bad choice, God still was trying to warn him. Do you remember the scriptures from last time, 2 Corinthians 6? Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. God, that is an Old Testament passage, and Samson, from his consecration, should have known the Old Testament scriptures, which was what he was supposed to spend his time doing, not chasing after women and looking for the ones that would fill his eyes. He was supposed to be a man of the word, to be a mighty judge. But he sought to be unequally yoked. And God says, come out from among them. Be separate from the Philistines. Don't touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. But he did. You remember what James, we studied last week, says, if we are the friend of the world as going down to Philistia and picking a wife from Philistia speaks of, then we're the enemy of God. And God was warning him. He didn't heed the warning. You remember what it says in 1 John 2, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us.